listening to National Rock Review.
With me right now is Ugly Mike and Proud Mark.
Hello.
The thrash metal band Ugly But Proud.
What's up?
Can you kind of fill us in as to what part in the band you guys play?
Sure. This is Ugly Mike here. Rhythm and lead guitar and vocals.
Proud Mark, drums, triangle, xylophone.
Now, where do you guys...
All at the same time. What's that, son?
Where do you guys come from? Where do you originate?
Where are you coming from, man?
Yeah, I'm coming from Mars.
we're from this Mars. Area. Mark, yeah. You went to
yeah,
this
went
fine
to
institution,
here,
didn't you?
Yep. This is awesome. Yeah, Auburn Hills.
Auburn Hills, right. Based in Pontiac, basically.
Yeah. Right.
Can you give us some history of the band?
You want to...
How did it come to be Ugly But Proud?
I just moved into a house with our bass player George and two other clowns down in Oak Park, and Mark was skipping school. Between classes, he'd come down and hang with us, and we were jamming. We had a band. We called it Hills Have Eyes.
That was 84.
Like Auburn Hills Have Eyes. Isn't that clever? And then one day, I was just driving down the road, and I was thinking about this guy that I worked with, this big 350-pound biker guy, and I was thinking, man, he is ugly, but he is proud. And I says, that's the name of the band. So the guys liked it, and then we went from there. Started going to tracks for open mic nights, and we won the big $25 prize, and then we moved on to gigs at the Mystery Lounge, and then Blondie's, St. Andrew's Hall, and
Harpo's a few times,
Greystone Ballroom.
And we actually did play here at Avondale High School.
Oh, yeah, tell them about that.
Yeah. I was a senior in high school when we started the band, and Mike, of course, 2 years older than me. We're brothers, so, you know, it's cool to have an older brother that played in bands, so I always wanted to be in the band because I always knew I was better than any drummer he had.
Oh!
I was always the roadie, you know, so anyway.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
So anyway, I had a speech class with Miss Breiniger.
That worked, didn't it?
Remembers her. Yeah, not much of a speech, you know. It was a demonstration speech, and everybody's, you know, demonstrating how to make a cake or how to sew a, you know, a shirt. I don't know what. I'm like, can I do it on the drums? And she's like, sure. So I said, can I bring my band in? She says, sure. So we go to the auxiliary gym and set the stuff up. Long story short, we did split personality, and Miss Breiniger developed a split personality from that because she didn't know what hit her when Ugly But Proud started playing. So yeah, that was kind of one of our first shows. So you know, after
you're gonna name the school, pool after us. Yeah,
man, that summer we played a lot, just, you know, the Falcon. It was cool, man, just to you know, at 18, I was 18, you know, to just start playing. It was just awesome, you know. And I'd say between 86 and 88.
We ruined our lives.
Played a lot of...
And many others.
Big bands, man. The Accused, Bad Brains.
Suicidal Tendencies. And we played with all of them.
Yeah. I remember many nights heading down to Blondie's, the original Blondie's that Roosevelt had on 7 Mile. And I remember seeing you guys in deathcore, and it always seemed to be like a good double bill.
Yeah. Yeah, that started at the Falcon, actually.
Did it?
Yeah. The deathcore wasn't... They hadn't developed yet, had they?
Some of the greatest double bills that we ever had was with Slaughterhouse, though, our label mates on Depression Records. Slaughterhouse and Ugly But Proud, those were always a good time, especially at the G.G. Allen show at Blondie's. Yeah. Or as we affectionately call him, the Poop Man.
Now, you mentioned some of the bands you played with, but mm-hmm. when it comes to your music, who would you consider your major influences?
Judas Priest, Motorhead. And I like a lot of old 50s stuff, like Bill Haley and the Comets, old Ray Charles, stuff like that. But musically, as far as our music goes, like hardcore punk rock.
Yeah.
You know,
we started out more hardcore, really, more hardcore.
Yeah, I played drums on the ill-fated 1983 Negative Approach tour, 1984, rather. I'd say the biggest influence of all is Motorhead for me.
Yeah, Motorhead, Metallica for me.
Rest in peace, Filthy Phil.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned quite a few places that you played at back in the day. Could you pick out one that might have been your all-time favorite?
Blondie's.
It's a hard call. Blondie's was fun. The Greystone was a blast, too.
Yeah.
But for just blowing into town and ripping it apart, I'd say the Chatterbox in San Francisco, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we did do a trip out to San Francisco in 89.
We blared out to the West Coast in 4 days in our 1974 Econoline, and 2 days after we got into town, we scored a gig at the Chatterbox, and we ended up playing there 3 times while we were in town.
Yeah.
All right, can you tell us one of the craziest thing that ever happened at Blondie's?
Oh.
I know there's many.
Okay. You go first.
Edited for radio play.
Yeah, right.
Hands down, it's got to be the Gigi Allen show.
Yeah, it's just hard. Yeah,
you haven't lived until you've seen a grown man walking around in cowboy boots and a jock strap covered in his own.
Yeah, he was
stuff.
A performance artist, and I mean, he would, you know, people throwing chairs at him, and
Bob Madigan naked on stage, and in between, just Ugly But Proud doing the headbang and thrash metal.
Yeah, we were the only band out. Actually.
We were the only real band on the bill.
How about the Greystone? You know. The craziest story about the Greystone?
Oh, that would be when
Tesco,
the meat men, their manager stole a bunch of equipment because they didn't get paid properly, and Scary
comes running out with
Betsy, and me and George and Mark had to search all this equipment, and we found a bunch of their stuff, and basically the guys got chased out of the park. I don't think Tesco knew what was going on, the poor guy.
But I mean, some of the best nights there were like a Sunday night where it'd be, you know, 30 people, and it was just a blast, you know, to just jam.
Smelly brought a bunch of barbecue and a bunch of venison. He worked at a meat packing plant. The guy that was the president of our record company worked at a meat packing plant in Battle Creek, and he would always bring steaks and burgers, and it was ridiculous.
We hung out with
the mentors.
El Duce. We hung out with El Duce all night, drinking beer and having a ball.
Yeah, that was fun.
So that was cool, yeah.
Now, eventually the band went on hiatus.
Yeah.
Yep.
When did you guys start playing back up again?
Well, let's see.
2008.
After George left, we were like the Spinal Tap of bass players.
Yeah.
And you know, they'd explode and we'd get another one. And we have our current member now, Sean Offal. He's been with us for about 3 years now. But we did a reunion show in 2008 at the Token Lounge.
Yep.
And we do a couple gigs every year now.
Since 2008, we've been playing a couple times a year. You know.
How do you feel the Detroit scene differs today from back then?
The bars are all farther apart.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you got the Diesel way out in Clinton Township, which is a really awesome place. You got the Ritz, and then you got to go down to the west side for the Token. And then way the heck down to that Southgate, Rockies pub?
It's more spread out.
It's spread out, but there's still a ton of people. It's a really good scene. I went to Guar and Battlecross down at Harpo's last weekend, and, you know, there's about 1,000-some people there, strong, headbanging, kicking butt, just like
And they haven't changed the carpet in that place, I'm sure.
No. I needed a knife to cut my shoes off.
No. For somebody that has never seen you or heard you, how would you describe your show visually and musically?
Musically, power.
One part Motorhead, one part, I guess, Judas Priest. That's my big thing.
I mean,
thing.
Theatrics, yeah.
Theatrics,
Alice Cooper.
We had to sell all our flash pots and, you know, rotating drum stands and stuff like that. So now it's just basically, you know, me trying not to fall over and watching Mark play the drums is always a pleasure.
You get your buck's worth. It's a high-energy show, man. And we got a couple new tunes.
We're unveiling two new songs at our performance December 19th at the Ritz.
Yes.
So we have an upcoming show with the Ritz.
Yep.
Yes.
Who else is on the bill with you?
We've got Gore, the reunion of Gore, old 80s hardcore band, good friends of ours. Heresy, Band from Hell, which is a Rachel May from Broadzillets, or Black Sabbath, Ronnie James Dio era tribute band, and Raw Image and Blasphemous. Six-band bill. It's going to be rocking. Y'all come.
That's December 19th.
December 19th at the Ritz.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, where can people find your music? Is it available like any of the social media or outlets?
Oh, sure, online.
Yeah.
What's that?
YouTube. We got all kinds of stuff on YouTube. But what is it?
What is that thing? Rhapsody. Yeah, Rhapsody. You can download the CD on Rhapsody.
Yep.
I've seen it on iTunes.
Yep. Yeah, iTunes as well.
Yep.
Or you could just drop us a line on Facebook.
Drop us a line.
You know, as you did yourself, sir.
Yep. We haven't heard from Eric in a long time, and we got the Facebook page going in April this year, you know, figured... I'm totally lacking in this social media thing. I'm just coming up to speed, and I
just got off MySpace a couple weeks ago.
So this Facebook page has been fun for me to go through all these old pictures, and you know, it's you know, we had a good time, like seeing Mr. Poe. So, you know, I mean, I haven't thought of you in a long time, you know, and it brings back memories. And, you know, we were really, lack of better words, pretty blessed to have, you know, the 80s, that time. And it was awesome, you know.
For anybody out there wondering, it's Mr. Paul Pozo, who was the guitarist in an 80s punk band called The Scraps.
Yes.
One thing I do remember is The Scraps had a house with the Apple Cids in Pontiac.
It was pink.
And around the corner, Ugly Proud had a house in Pontiac, which was the Proud House.
Yep.
And I can remember several times going back and forth between those houses.
Yep. And then Sinful Acts, who was Tim Jones, who is now T.J. Kelly, they were a little farther up the street.
It was. It was an unholy triangle. It was like the Bermuda Triangle of Pontiac, man, big time.
Yeah, so, you know, it was cool. It was
The only house that's of ours that was standing, too. There were three Proud houses, one in Oak Park and two in Pontiac, and the one over by Oak Hill Cemetery burned down, and the one down in Oak Park is now some kind of industrial park.
And that's where Ugly But Proud was born.
Yeah.
Oak Park.
Hatched, rather.
Hatched.
Taking a look at the music industry today, it seems like there's no true rock and roll bands, no true metal bands, no true musicians out there.
Yep.
You know, what's your take on the recording industry today?
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Yeah. I had a nightmare that the music industry had been taken over by 20-something kids with no musical talent. Wait a minute. It's not a nightmare. It's reality.
It is, yeah. It's just, you know.
Well, Adele's coming out with her first album in 4 years, so yes, there could be a God.
You know, that's what, yeah, like, it's kind of like when Kiss took their makeup off, and me and Mike were talking about it. It's like, you know, back in the day when you had an album and it wasn't full of pictures, and you didn't know what the band looked like. It was, you know, you used your imagination more. There's, like, no imagination anymore. It's just so fast, and everything's there, and then you can fix a cruddy voice with so much electronics, you know. Yeah. I think, yeah. You know, the days of garage bands, which is what we were, you know, I don't know. It's just not the same, you know.
Yep.
I don't know.
All right. When you put music aside, what do you guys do in your full-time jobs? Like, what do you do in your downtime? Like, what kind of activities and hobbies do you have? I understand one of you went on a big trip over the summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty much what I do.
Mike's a world traveler.
I travel for a living. I play on cruise ships and then on the Caribbean islands, and I'm going to Amsterdam in January. So when I'm on my downtime, I don't even touch a piano. I like to kayak. I like to work out at the gym. I like to watch television.
I'm a triathlon. I like to run. I run 25 miles a day.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding. I haven't ran in 20 years. No, but I play, and you know, I love playing drums. You know, I work a regular job. It's a cool job. It's in orthopedics, so it's all about bone saws, and I've learned a lot. Bone saws and drills and all this horrible surgery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but yeah, that's what I do for a regular job. But I don't have any outstanding hobbies. I got to get one.
He likes women.
Maybe stamp collecting. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the biggest tongue, so he'll be a stamp collector.
All right. Just to wrap things up.
All right.
I want to thank you guys for coming out.
Well, thanks for having us, Eric.
It's great to be back here. This place has really come a long way.
Any last words you'd like to, for our listeners out there, or anything about the band you want to pass on? We got the upcoming show December 9th. Make sure everybody's
December 19th. What is it? We wish you an ugly Christmas.
We wish you an ugly Christmas. $10 at the door, or if you bring an unwrapped toy, that gives you a few bucks off the cover price.
That's Howie D from Hard Edge Radio putting that together.
Yeah, we did it last year, and it was a huge success. So we're trying to do this every year. That's called We Wish You an Ugly Christmas. So.
Everything Howie does is a huge success. Everything he does touches it turns to gold. He's a metal god. Howie D rocks.
All right, on that note.
So, yeah, thanks for having us. And that's great.
Brother.
You know, as an Avondale alum, I can't believe I've been out of this place 30 years. And it's really come along, man. It's cool. It's great. So thanks for having us.
And remember, being ugly
is all right.
Aye.